Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The fact that we believe that we can win, we put in the work during the week, we're prepared, we're ready for whatever they throw at us, and we got Drake May. Drake May is a hell of a quarterback. I feel like he approaches this game like a young blank. I don't want to say his name.
Tom Brady.
I don't want to say his name, but just as far as like how this offense is ran and the success that he has and how he stays just right here, I love it, man. I tell him to keep his chin up, and he got a lot of good with him.
Is he always that calm?
Yeah, I don't like it. I tell him I need some juice, I need some positive energy because I'm such an energy guy.
Yeah.
And he likes to stay right there. I gotta appreciate it for what he is. He's being himself.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Not a blue Christmas so for Patriots fans. Big win in Baltimore. That was Stephon Diggs on the post-game show last night. And I just want to clarify something, Fitzy. Was he alluding to a young Tom Brady there? That's what somebody chimed in. But I didn't know if he was alluding to a young Josh Allen. Because Steph Diggs played with Josh Allen. Tom Brady played 20 years before Steph Diggs, and they didn't play together. Like, I don't know. I was a little confused.
I wasn't exactly sure who he was speaking in reference to there as well. Steph Diggs, he's done such a great job as a vocal leader and an emotional core for this team this year that I don't even bother trying to like really interpret what he says. I just hear it and go, yeah, at the end.
Absolutely. And I now connect on a different level with Stephon Diggs when he's talking about Drake May. And Stephon Diggs is obviously an energy guy. Where he gets that energy from, we'll leave that just on the outside of this conversation. But he's an energy guy, and I'm an energy guy. And sometimes, like Dan Ball, I come in, and Dan Ball, very strict, and I'm like, come on, I need a little more energy out of you. Like, get fired up. And now that I see that Steph Diggs the same way with Drake May, it's all right. The yin and the yang. Maybe that balances everything out, both in radio and on a football team, that Drake May's the cool, calm, collected one, and the whack job receiver will catch, I don't know, 9 or 10 balls for 130 yards and help him win. But certainly Drake May is back as the talk, not of the town, but as you like to say, Fitzy, of the football.
Bell of the football, yes,
he is tremendous, and he's doing things. And I always like to just throw this in there because people, like, every one of these experiences, I said it to you last night on the postgame show, Six Rings postgame show. You can go listen to the podcast now on Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. But everything's an experience. Like that fumble, an experience. That throw for an interception, two inside, put it on the pylon, an experience that I think is all good. And I know the plays aren't all good, but it's all, Bill used to say money in the bank. These are all money in the bank that make Drake May better next week, next month, next year. And he's 23. And you hear these answers from him and the way people talk about him. And it's like, is he really 23? Like, at what point does he rip his shirt off and start chugging a beer and act like he's 23? Or is this just who he is? You've talked about it, Fitzy. He's a grandpa. He goes to bed early, puts his slippers on.
He's an old soul.
I guess. And it just, all of it points to how perfect a fit it is, right? Like, again, this is where I get back to there was a little luck here. Drake May seems to work with McDaniels and Vrabel. Diggs, like the balance of energy between the two, that whole thing. You couldn't have asked for a better year two than what we are seeing before our eyes. On the field, in the chemistry, the Will Campbell addition, his best buddy, like the whole thing there. It's something we need to marvel at. And I know you're not supposed to marvel at it when you're in the midst of it. Maybe wait till the season's over, wait till they lose a game. But like,
you run the risk of derailing momentum when you stop to look and admire it. Yeah.
I just feel like we need to admire it. And like, today is a day to do that. They went into Baltimore, a game that us idiots said, no, they're not winning. You see the injury report? They're all banged up. They're never going to stop the run. We're all idiots. Only Dan Ball knows what he's talking about. Like, that was an impressive victory, and I do think that just a pause to say, wow, you know what I'm thankful for this Christmas? That performance was really fun to watch last night.
Yeah, I'm just grateful that Drake May was able to pass that test. I think it was enormous to prove that the moment wasn't too big, that he could improve upon the end of last week when he and the team, you know, downright failed. They only scored one touchdown in the second half. The defense fell apart. He wasn't able to stop the bleeding, nor was he able to lead enough drives to overcome the tsunami of touchdowns from Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And then this week, back is against the wall. National stage, millions and millions and millions of people watching in what was probably a very highly rated Sunday Night Football game the week of Christmas. And he did it. And now he gets to add this data. Now he gets to add this information. He gets to add this experience to his portfolio in advance of the postseason. So if they get into a similar situation where, whether they're at home or on the road against the Broncos, the Chargers, or the Jaguars, or the Bills again, whomever, now he knows, hey, wait a second, I did this. I was down 11 with 12 minutes to go in Baltimore. We scored two straight touchdowns. I can do this blank. I got this.
And Drake May in primetime kind of becoming a thing. We talked about things last week with Ted Johnson when, like, these certain situations or stats or trends become, quote, things. Well, Drake May in primetime is now a thing. 4 wins, 0 losses in primetime. 102 completions in 139 attempts. Yes, that's a 73.4 completion percentage. 1,200 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, 1 interception. So, the spotlight, the prime time, the everybody's watching kind of situation, certainly seems like Drake May likes it when everybody's watching.
Watching the football game, yes. That's his favorite thing. For a guy that seems so private, for a guy who seems so demure, a dude who just likes to keep to himself, the old soul, the 23-year-old grandpa, he really, really, really does well under those primetime lights. Big Game Drake might start to have to become like his new nickname. I know he doesn't really have one, Drake 10, Drakeio, whatever. Like, Big Game Drake might have to start being a thing.
Big D Drake? We're not going with that. It's capital D at the
Big Game Drake.
Oh, okay. What was the best part of the game last night for him? Because I think there's a lot of, one thing that I think is underrated big, he throws a deep ball that literally hits Kayshon Boutte in the chest as he's being tackled to the ground. So no matter what, Drake May should be jogging down to wherever that was, the 10-yard line, just inside the 10-yard line. Because he's like, well, he's going to catch it because I hit him in the chest. And even if he doesn't catch it, obviously it was pass interference. So I'm just going to jog. Wait, what? He didn't catch it and you didn't throw a flag? Like, bad teams, young quarterbacks, bad quarterbacks could lose their composure there, right? Could get distracted, could allow that to be a snowball of negativity.
The aw, damn, I can't believe they caught. How could you guys? It could fluster a lesser person.
Like me. I feel like I would have been distracted by that situation. I would have been really upset, yelling at, I don't know who I'd be yelling at, Kayshon Boutte, mad at him, mad at the ref, mad at everybody. He just like goes back to the huddle and you see him doing the thing. He's like, first of all, don't know who you are. What position do you play and why are you in my huddle? I've never seen you before. Second of all, play call from Josh McDaniels. Let's go to the line, run the next play. And they go right down the field and score. Like, that's a veteran move. That's a leader move. That's a, you know, you talk about the throws as an MVP move. Mm-hmm. Just moving on from that play, in my mind, is an MVP-type move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Also, being able to sort of like take the hand that the refs dealt you, which was maybe in his mind comical. I mean, my whole thing on it was like, maybe it's possible for a defender to commit so much pass interference that the ref just says, actually, you went 360 on, like, there's so much pass interference, I don't know which one to call, so I'm just going to let you guys play this one out. And then the fact that the ref said, why wasn't there a penalty? Well, Kayshon Booty didn't get a catch because he didn't survive the ground. Yeah, no, but how about the fact where he was wearing a Marlon Humphrey suit as he went to the ground? Does that count as pass interference? And they didn't call it? He laughs it off. Like, Where does he get the experience? Where does he get the calm that allows him to just go like, that's no big deal. We'll just run it back and we'll get it done.
It's where I think sometimes we want him to be a little bit more energetic, like Steph Diggs just said. Maybe celebrate more. I loved the flying celebration after the touchdown pass with his fingers out to Hunter Henry. I loved it. The resemblance to the pass from Dwayne Wade back to LeBron James and that famous dunk is uncanny. It's awesome. It's got a little Larry Bird mixed in, too, like a walk-off type moment. But he doesn't do that often. I'm trying to think. The celebrations we've seen this year, we got that one last night. We have the Cam Newton one, right, the Superman. Mm-hmm. And then we have the point to the sideline Josh McDaniels one. He's like, other than that, he's pretty reserved and, you know, kind of goes back to his norm, which was not as much energy, something Vrabel's tried to coach out of him. But I just think sometimes that even keel that maybe we would like to be a little bit more energetic is part of why he's great. I don't think he gets too down. Like, if he fumbles, I think he believes on the next play he's going to throw a 35-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, right? Like, that's that gunslinger mentality.
And people are just going to have to adjust to that. Like, at this point, New England and Pats Nation at large seem so enamored of Drake May that I think people are now past the whole idea that he isn't prone to the fist pumping and the histrionics and the drama from Tom Brady. And that's what we loved about Captain LFG, that completely fit Brady perfectly. And Drake is a different bird altogether. And I think given the results of a game like last night, everybody is F-I-N-E. Fan with it.
And I think we're just developing into, and we've done this along the way with his physical skills, right? Oh, he's not the next Josh Allen because he's different. He's not as big. He plays it differently. He's not the next Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert. He's just the current Drake May. I think we have to do that with his personality, right? Like, we even were critical, and I'll say this. We were critical of sometimes his body language at the podium, right? Sometimes the way he sort of holds himself up and looks down and heads sideways, and people were Nope. Now we've just accepted that's Drake May. That's what he does at the podium. That's how it's sort of like Bill Belichick. When guys are great and they are consistent, you just accept it. That's who they are. And I feel like we're starting to do that with Drake May as we close out his sophomore season. Just accept what he is. He is going to be even keeled. He is going to be deferential, and it's not fraudulent. When he makes the jokes about MVP, well, I think they were talking about Travion Henderson tonight, or I think they were talking about Hunter Henry tonight, or whatever. Every time people bring up MVP chance, he finds a way to deflect it. Aren't we just starting to settle in like, that's Drake May? It's not phony. It's genuine.
But what's funny about it is that, like, all the Southern charm, all the raised right, all of the sort of deferential, no, you first type of stuff, that's just who he is. This is just the way he was raised. That's the way that he was made and programmed. And so much of it seems so anti-New England that I almost wonder if Drake May isn't making us better people and better fans one courteous comeback at a time.
So speaking of Drake May, we're expecting to speak with him in the next hour or so. We'll also talk to Marcus Jones, 3:30, about his role in this game. I thought it was really interesting that the Ravens made it clear they didn't want to punt to him, which isn't strange, but they were just trying to boom the ball in the sky, and it led to some short punts where he's just waving it off, calling poison, poison, basically. And that respect factor that you have with Marcus Jones and people kicking away from him and that little aspect of the cat and mouse game on special teams, that's part of the Patriots story this season. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls about your New England Patriots, a team that I think everybody now needs to accept is in the Super Bowl contender conversation. They may not be an all-time great team, but if you're talking about the Jags or the Texans or the Bills or any other team, including the Broncos in the AFC, you have to acknowledge that the Patriots have just as good a chance as any of those teams. 617-779-7937. Your phone calls and breaking down this big win next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.